Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living.
Hello and welcome to Being Green, I'm Glynis Crook. Electronic waste is the fastest growing solid waste stream in the world, in many countries outstripping the general waste output. In 2022, a record 62 million tonnes were produced globally, up 82% from 2010, and that figure is on track to increase to 82 million tonnes by 2030. But less than one quarter of the year's e-waste mass was documented as having been properly collected and recycled. I'm joined now by Keith Anderson, CEO of E-Waste Association of South Africa, EWASA. Keith, what sort of everyday items are we talking about and why is there this rapid increase?
Good morning. Yeah, so e-waste under the definition is anything that's electronic or works with a battery. So if you plug it into a wall socket or if you put batteries in it, then it would be deemed e-waste when it becomes end of life. And the reason that there's been this exponential growth worldwide and continues to do that is because of technology. We all embrace technology, whether we're environmentally conscious or not. Everybody loves technology. And it's so pervasive in our homes. So you would find children's toys, children's watches, your air fryer, your hair dryer, your microwave oven, your laptop, your Wi-Fi system at home, your network system at home. All these items contribute to this growing problem of electronic waste not being treated and collected properly at end of life.
And of course, we are being pushed to higher consumption nowadays and there are limited repair options.
Well, you know, that's been a challenge once again. And the interesting thing is that, and it started in the United States, that there was this huge pushback that the right to repair movement, so it didn't have to take it back to an authorized reseller and so forth. And that sort of philosophy has been pervasive in other sectors, motor industry and so forth. So there's good and there's bad around that. From an e-waste perspective, from a collection point of view, we really, really encourage to see a lot, and we're getting quite involved with SMMEs and helping to set them up and take care of and collect electronics, not just in the cities, but in rural areas as well, so that they can be repaired and then put back into communities. You know, in the greater Cape Town area, for example, we have a lovely SMME that we work with taking care of business who collect these electronic items that are non-functional or just lying around, and they refurbish them and put them back into the stream. And that's growing. So if you look around, if you particularly for local members, if they go onto the website and you click on the EWASA, you'll come to a live map. And there's collection points and recyclers in and around your area.
I actually noticed that when I looked at your website yesterday. I believe that photovoltaic panels are also becoming a problem in terms of e-waste.
Yeah, so once again, that's, you know, technology, the dark side, let's call it, of technologies. So with all the huge amount of load shedding that we've had as a country and continues into the future, everybody's moving to alternate energy sources, like in the solar systems and so forth. And that's great, and that's really good. But they come at a price because they, too, become end of life. And what to do them? Fortunately, a lot of the solar panels can be recycled correctly because you're able to strip the laminate, which is the panel itself, and from the aluminium, and that can be treated, recycled. Unfortunately, like anything, you get a lot of low-end products coming onto the market which are put together in such a way it's difficult to recycle them, so that causes problems as well. You know, so buying the cheapest item is not always necessarily the best answer in the long run, but they can be recycled, as is with the case with the lithium batteries and so forth. So these things can be done, but it comes at a cost.
Keith, why are these products dangerous for the environment and what is the benefit of recycling them?
The reason why they're treated as hazardous materials because some of the components that you'd find in them, you know, the lead, the all the heavy metals. Fortunately, we have seen compliance from a number of the manufacturers who are improving the content that goes into the manufacturing of their products to make them more user-friendly and recyclable at end of life. So once again, it's those toxic elements that whilst it's in your device, when your device is in your home and not exposed to the elements, they find they're perfectly safe. As soon as you throw them into the trash can and that unfortunately finds its way into a landfill site and it gets exposed to the elements, those heavy metals leach into the soil and cause, you know, a huge damage to the environment. And a lot of our old traditional landfill sites are located close to water streams, so those get contaminated as well. That's a downside. The good side is that a lot of those materials, because of improvement in technology and research, we're able to recover the copper, the silver, the lead, the gold, and put them back into making new products again, which is part of the drive worldwide, moving from this linear economy, you know, buy, use, throw away, to recycling, to put it back into refurbishing it and reusing the product again. So there is upside.
Thanks there to Keith Anderson, CEO of Iwasa. And do remember, your irons, your kettles, whatever it is, you need to take it to an accepted e-waste site. City of Cape Town have some, and you can also find some on www.iwasa.org. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email galinda@remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate. Yeah.